A legend of origin.
Peter's calling. Take your hat off to the man. He has been everywhere.
A Parramatta hero.
Crucial if you want to win a championship.
He represented his country.
Sterling ducks under. He'll score under the post. Try number two.
The Central Coast's own Peter Sterling, talking all things State of Origin. The all-new D-Max will have you talking. See it now at Central Coast by Zuzu Ute Gosford.
Pete, that intro will never wear thin on you, mate.
Never.
Morning, guys. At least, Paddy, you were used to that abuse.
Yeah, that is right.
Over the last few years, Pete,
I'll tell you what, though, Pete, when I heard Palaszczuk was opening the stadium to 50,000 screaming Queenslanders, I thought, this has nothing to do with politics. She just wants to beat New South Wales. What do you make of all of a sudden filling the stadium with Queenslanders? It changes the scope, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly creates a different atmosphere to what the New South Wales players were facing at one stage there. We can't get in, but we have to actually stay in New South Wales to do the game tonight. So we rely on the Queensland boys to do the heavy lifting tonight and the coverage. But to have a full stadium there, yeah, it's a whole different atmosphere. And obviously, you know, history tells us it's how difficult it is for New South Wales. They've only won two deciders there in 40 years. And we have to go back to, 2005 and 1994 for that to be the case. So boys looking to create their own history in this game.
Pete, how many State of Origin matches did you play in?
What did I play? 13, I think.
Mate, what is it like compared to grand finals that you played? How would you rate State of Origin?
Yeah, it's a good question. Difficult to compare the two. I guess because you don't play as many grand finals generally as you do State of Origins, probably the grand finals are a little bit more special. But look, you know, you've got plenty of people in the crowd who don't like you. You've got plenty who are in your corner type thing. Really, just as a player, you're running out there just to soak up that atmosphere and enjoy it and not be intimidated by it. And that's, you know, that's really the job for New South Wales tonight, is to go up there and, you know, not worry about what's happened in the past up there, not worry about what the record is. Just go up there and enjoy it, because as a player, you know, those kind of atmospheres don't come along too often.
No. How close did you get, Pete, to being able to go up and call the game? Like, was this something that you'd be disappointed not being able to be there? Does it affect the way you do your job tonight?
No, not really, no. It's, look, yeah, you know, it's disappointing, obviously, because, as I say, Origin's special because there aren't many of them. I had to go and get the COVID test done, had to chase up my immunisation records to show that I'd had a flu shot and all of those kind of things. But in the end, we were told that wasn't, we weren't going to be allowed in, so... Yeah. We'll just enjoy it for what it is tonight. And like I say, it's about time some of the Queensland boys, Fatty and Jonathan Thurston and Lockie and that, actually did a little bit of work and bloody carry.
Exactly. Exactly. How many points do you reckon a maroon rinse in the stadium is going to afford Queensland? Like, it's because the crowd is an advantage, isn't it?
Well, look, it helps. No doubt about that. But like I say, in New South Wales, you know, this is a really special time, you know, to go up there and play in this kind of game, because you don't get to play in these very often. So the big problem for New South Wales for me coming into this game, it's not the crowd, it's the travel. That's going to be the difficult thing. I know the players have had to put up with it during the course of the season, but, you know, it's a really difficult thing for players who are used to in the way they prepare the games and creatures of habit type thing, to fly up there and then have a fair bit of downtime and then, you know, be ready to go. And it's you know, for Queenslanders, if they have an advantage tonight, I don't think it's necessarily the crowd. It's the fact that it's a home game for them and they don't have to worry too much about, you know, the travel aspect of it.
Pete, after Josh Adokar's sensational performance in State of Origin number two, will Queensland focus in on him a bit more? I know he's out on the wing, but he was dominant last week.
We scored, I think he's the first player to score doubles in consecutive games. So we scored two in the first game loss and two last week. Look, you know, he has to be watched. When you've got his speed, you have an impact on the opposition straight away. You know, obviously he'll feature in their tip sheet. Nathan Cleary and Cody Walker kicked beautifully, you know, to take advantage of that speed, and it's something that Queensland will have discussed and, you know, have a plan. You know, under Wayne Bennett, he knows, you know, these situations very, very well. But, you know, if you occupy too much time on Josh Adokar, then someone else is going to, you know, Jack White will hurt you, or, you know, someone else in the side will. But, yeah. You know, the speed that, when you've got speed like him, you know, you have an impact on the opposition even before you touch the football.
Okay, all right, mate, here we go. Now, we need to hear it. How much are New South Wales going to win by?
Like I always say in these situations, one is enough.
One is enough. But you reckon New South Wales are a shoo-in? Not, you wouldn't put the house on it, though.
Oh, no, look, you know, we know from game one how, you know, good this Queensland side can be if you allow them to, you know, get into the game and get their confidence up. But you know, the thing for New South Wales is to be able to emulate what they did in game two, you know, to reproduce that. Can all the players, you know, contribute the way they did? And I think that they can. So I think New South Wales win tonight. I don't think it'll be anywhere like the margin we saw in game two. But it's a great chance for, like I say, for New South Wales to just create their own little bit of history, to defy, you know, what's happened in the past, and to be remembered as one of those teams that were able to go to Suncorp Stadium or to go to Brisbane, go to Queensland and win a series.
Well, this is your last match for the year. I know you want the Rugby League Christmas special to come up. I know you're champing at the bit for that, but we'll make this your last one.
You know, I love my holidays and I'm good at them. It's about time I came around.
All right, Sterlo. Thanks very much. Nice talking to you over the State of Origin series, and good call. Are you doing it from your lounge room?
No, I'll be in the Channel 9 studios with everybody else. So I hope everybody enjoys it tonight, and I hope the better team wins, and I've got a feeling that just might be the Blues.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Well, Sterlo. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Peter Bye. Sterling from Channel 9, and we did that all thanks to Central Coast Isuzu Ute Gosford, home to the all-new D-Max.